Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He is a longtime columnist with the Columbus Dispatch. He is Rob Oller and joins us right now on 92.3 The Fan. Rob, good afternoon. How you doing, bud?
Doing well, guys. Kind of down in a freak show here in Columbus with the PGA Tour event with no fans. I think it's the first event in the state, at least in Columbus, that's happened since mid-March. And no fans this week and no fans next week at the Memorial Tournament.
What's that like? Go ahead, Chico. Sorry.
No, that's all right. Go ahead, bud.
Rob, what's it like down there? I mean, like, is it just, like, subdue? I mean, are the players, like, okay with that? I mean, I guess they probably are because they've been golfing in these last few events without fans. But, like, I mean, the Memorial, when I was in school and even the last, several years as I've been out and have gone a couple times, and the parties are great, the houses are awesome, and it's kind of like a big, huge celebration. It's got to feel weird to everybody down there.
The only people that are like this are like bird watchers who like to listen to the bird calls, because that's all you hear out on the course. It's like, it's kind of cool to be able to hear the players talking to each other, which you never get because there's so much white noise buzz when there's,
right,
there's galleries and spectators. But outside of that, it's really bizarre. I mean, the way we're even covering this is, everything's Zoom, you don't really even see players much. So that's different. And I'm just curious how it really affects performance, because some guys actually prefer it, right? I mean, it's like playing a skins game, a money game with your buddy. Kind of relaxed, kind of no pressure. But other guys, like a Tiger Woods, who did commit to next week's Memorial, or maybe a Phil Mickelson, who are used to Ricky Fowler, they kind of thrive on the noise, and they're so used to it. They're so used to the applause and the cheering that when they have to play without it, they don't really know what to do. I mean, mm-hmm. These guys make a birdie now, and they're so in the habit of responding to the crowds that they'll wave to nobody. Like, they tip their cap to nobody. It's just bizarre how much habit that is.
Rob Oller from the Columbus Dispatch joining us. Of course, the Memorial Tournament next week. And as Rob mentioned, Tiger Woods has committed to play. But as he also mentioned, no fans, which is going to be very, very odd to see on television. Rob, as we shift gears and talk some college football here, obviously the big news yesterday from the Big Ten. Now, I mean, it's big news in terms of, obviously, yeah, we're not going to have that non-conference schedule. And this hasn't happened in God knows how long, ever. But at the same time, as the days went by and we started to see the numbers, and then we started to try to piece together how is this going to happen logistically with all of the different conferences, was it that big of a surprise to you when that came down yesterday?
Not at all. The dominoes, you've seen the dominoes falling, the Ivy League, canceled. I remain hopeful. Maybe I'm in the minority here. I think there will be football, and maybe that's just wishful thinking. But I find it most intriguing that Gene Smith, the athletic director at Ohio State, they canceled the non-conference games, which Oregon's, that's a big hit going out there, not having that game. But it wasn't so much done to sort of delay things to see if the virus sort of dissipates as much as it was to give the Big Ten flexibility in the schedule. So they're down to nine games. That means they could still play. Right now they're scheduled September 5th against Bowling Green. That was canceled. You could see a possibility of them like opening at Penn State on September 5th. And then the next week, maybe they're playing, let's say, Michigan State or whoever it is. And, you know, Michigan State has some virus problems, you know, so they punt on that, or maybe they delay that a week. I think they really want to get that those 3 weeks to kind of spread things out more than they did to sort of put off the virus. I don't think, you know, they talked about maybe a spring season. You know, there's plan A, B, C, D. I think spring season was like plan F, and maybe it's moved up to plan, you know, C. But there's a lot of logistical issues with that, too. So I don't really see that happening. I do see very few, if any, fans in the horseshoe. I know they originally talked about 20 to 50,000. I think that, Gene Smith said, that's probably down to 10,000, if that. So it's just in flux. But, you know, just to tie the golf and the football together, guys, keep an eye on this because of what's happening on the PGA Tour. It's kind of a big deal in that they've got three players in this tournament who all tested positive this week. But their protocol, and you may see other sports go to this.
I love their protocol. Love their program.
If you aren't showing symptoms for the previous 10 days, you can get back in and compete again. And so you've got three guys. Now, they did group the guys together, and they weren't allowed to use facilities, but they're competing and they tested positive for the virus. So, you know, does Ohio State or does the NFL say, scratch your chin and say, this may be sort of a way forward for us. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the testing's a little flawed. I spoke to an infectious disease doctor yesterday about this. I mean, some guys, there are particles that could remain in your nasal cavity for a couple of weeks after you even had the virus. And you could still have a positive test, yet still not be sick and not be able to transmit the disease. It's crazy. I mean, we're living in a wild time. But again, I like their protocol because at least they're testing again. They're checking for symptoms. I think for football, Rob, we're going to have something like that because there's so many guys, you know, and there's so many more players. And if a guy tests positive, what do? We get to quarantine Justin Fields for 14 days? I mean, cancel the season if that's the case, you know?
Yeah, it's really weird. You know, golf's kind of an exception because you can easily social distance. You know, you're out there in football, and it just can't be done. Guys are exchanging, you know, sweat, spit, whatever, blood. But I've been very optimistic on this whole thing, probably wishful thinking. And I'm starting to go a little more negative just because of everything you hear, because of the cases, because of, you know, I'm taking my cues from the people at the top in power who, if they're sounding like, you know, Debbie Downer, then that's not a good sign. And, you know, I heard today, you know, this push of, you know, if we're going to play conference games, it's better to play them early. So let's play Michigan. This is kind of out there. Let's play Michigan early. Man, I'm old school. I don't know if it's better to play Michigan like in mid or early September, or if it's not to play Michigan at all. Yeah. I don't know what's better. It's just so different. And these are the kind of scenarios, like anything goes now. I think everybody's spitballing this thing because no one knows. It changes daily. It changes weekly. So wait and see, I guess. But this is challenging. From a writer's perspective, is like we need football. From a fan's perspective, we need football. But at the same time, you've got to be careful, I guess. You know, no one ever really wants to talk about the legal side of this, but, you know, heaven forbid you get, you know, a player really gets sick and then you've got legality issues. So I guarantee that universities are mindful of that side of things.
Yeah, Rob, that's actually where I was going to go next because, you know, we're not dealing with, you know, NFL players or adults that are, we're talking, you know, these are, while they're, you know, young men, they are still, you know, you have moms and dads there and, you know, they're counting on Ohio State and all of these colleges and universities to take care of their athletes, of their sons and daughters. So in that case, like, that absolutely has to be a big factor in all of this, right?
Absolutely. And I think just the culture of college, it tends to be a little more progressive and a little more careful than, say, the NFL, which is a business. And so you're going to get a lot more, even at the top. I think the administration, they're going to be in a, they're going to be wearing their masks, you know, 24/7, which is probably a good idea, right? But I'm not so sure getting that in other elements, other sports, other, again, cultures that are out there. So I think that the college scene is going to be much more careful and probably more willing to pull the trigger on canceling things than, say, the pro sports. Now, the reverse of that is, man, you're talking a huge financial hit. You know, I know Stanford just dropped, you know, because of the coronavirus, they went from like 37 sports, they dropped 11. Ohio State has 36. They pride themselves on that, varsity sports. And they have, so far, they haven't dropped any, but there's a lot of money riding on this, guys.
You're right. In fact, that's a great lead-in because I was going to ask you about this. I mean, you think if we, what if we don't, Rob, what if we don't have sports in the fall? And I say sports, I mean college football, because they provide a lot of money for a lot of other sports. If we don't have it in the fall, is there a chance of spring? And if they don't have a season at all this season, like, what do we do? I mean, there's no way Ohio State can keep 36 sports. There's no chance.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I know they've got some reserves on hand, but you know, they
not
need
that
people
many reserves.
In seats too, and
yes.
That's not going to happen. The one thing I'm hearing now about the spring football is there's just so many obstacles. First of all, you got guys leaving early for the draft. Does Justin Fields stick around spring football?
No way.
How
no
does
way.
That work with the draft and everything going on there? You've got, again, the financial thing. If you don't have fall money coming in, goodbye some of your spring sports because they might be gone. So there's an incentive to play it in the fall so that you have the reserves to be able to fund the spring sports. If you put football in the spring, you know, you may lose all the spring sports. So it's very dicey. You run into some real scheduling conflicts, but the where the rubber meets the road is it better to have no college football or spring college football?
Well, Rob, we know you're busy out there, not only covering Ohio State, covering the golf, and be safe, and hopefully we can talk to you soon, pal. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, mask up, guys. Thanks.
Rob Aller with the Columbus Dispatch.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.